Sometimes a chance encounter can lead to a profound change in a person's life. Consider the case of actress Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
If we're going to date, you may have to defeat my seven evil exes.
You have seven evil ex-boyfriends?
Seven evil exes, yes.
Winstead was shooting the movie Scott Pilgrim vs. the World opposite Michael Cera, and she met one of the film's music consultants, a hotshot producer named Daniel Nakamura, known to fans of the band Gorillaz as Dan the Automator. Dan the Automator had heard Mary Elizabeth singing in the Quentin Tarantino film Death Proof.
Don't want nobody, nobody.
The two struck up a friendship, and an unexpected musical partnership was born. This is the result. It's a band they call Got a Girl, and their debut album is the curiously titled I Love You, But I Must Drive Off This Cliff Now. Mary Elizabeth Winstead explains.
We were writing lyrics in a hotel room, and we were joking about kind of how ridiculously melodramatic our lyrics were and how kind of sad and saccharine they were coming out, and we just sort of laughed, and yeah, it's totally I love you, but I must drive off this cliff now. For like a year, we're like, oh yeah, that's the joke of what our album's going to be titled, and then we realized it was a good enough joke to just make it real.
How does Mary Elizabeth Winstead end up making an album with Dan the Automator, one of the coolest producers in the music game?
Kind of all happenstance, really.
Everything I do is happenstance. So.
Yeah.
I just kind of go by instincts and what I feel about people, and Mary had a certain kind of, I don't know, spirit or something, and then like the interest in singing and everything. It just made it seem like a good idea at the time.
Yeah, yeah, it was an experiment of sorts, I think, rather than like a let's make an album together. It was sort of like let's collaborate on a song possibly that we might never show anybody, but let's just see what it's like to work together. And it just kind of clicked.
There's a Revolution is a song I really like. It's dripping with this sort of 60s pop production, a kind of cheeky James Bond homage. Tell us about this song, Dan.
There is a French influence to the whole record in general, but it's not a French record, so to speak. But it has that influence, and it definitely calls from that time period. And I think,
what do you mean by that? Can you explain a little?
What I mean by that is in the tradition of like Francois Hardy or even like a Serge Gainsbourg or something like that, but also like the whole just the girl period of France, basically.
Maybe one of the things I was most excited about when he sent me that track, I was like, yes, I really wanted to do something that really represented that upbeat yee girl kind of childlike sound, you know, that's really fun and just sort of silly and indulgent in that way. It was one of the most fun things to write lyrically as well, to just go completely in that direction and not worry about if it's simplistic or whatever, because that's sort of the whole idea, is to make it a little bit like a child's rhyme or something.
Mary Elizabeth, I mean, a lot of actors have had sort of side jobs as singers and have used their fame as actors to pursue music. Russell Crowe, Kevin Bacon, Scarlett Johansson, and, you know, they get beat up a lot by critics. I mean, were you apprehensive at all about that side of this collaboration?
I didn't want to be a actress slash singer, or I didn't want to try and take over some other category just because, you know, I have some proximity to it as an actor. I wanted it to come just naturally, if it did ever come. So I don't think I expected it to happen, but I'm really grateful now that I've had the opportunity to explore that, because it's been so much fun and it's been really rewarding for me. It's kind of interesting. I'm now realizing how many actors I know personally who are also musicians, and how many of them are really good. And it sort of makes me a little sad that so many actors get a bad rap, because it's actually a pretty natural progression, I think. Take what you can from me. Take what you need from me.
That's actress Mary Elizabeth Winstead and producer Dan Nakamura, better known as Dan the Automator. Together, their new band is Got a Girl. Thanks a lot, both of you, for coming in.
Thank you so much.